USA Radio News.
Millions of voters are heading to the polls today to select their representatives to the 116th Congress, with the balance of power in Washington hanging in the balance. All 435 seats in the House are up for grabs, along with 35 Senate races and 36 gubernatorial contests. I had a chance to catch up with these voters in Arizona.
We went and had breakfast, went over the sample ballot, discussed who we were going to vote for, and just came on over. And we were surprised there were actually quite a lot of people here this morning, which was great to see.
I think it's going to be very close, so I think every vote counts.
The Supreme Court has decided unanimously that local governments with small workforces must comply with the federal law against age discrimination. The justices ruled in favor of two Arizona firefighters who claimed they were laid off because of their age. A new study out from the University of Texas Health Science Center believes having one energy drink can be linked to heart and nerve problems. This is USA Radio News.
If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the president's seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock, available where fine books are sold.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
As voters head to the polls today, a handful of states are deciding on whether to pass marijuana legislation that would legalize the drug for medicinal or recreational use. Michigan, Missouri, North Dakota, and Utah may join 30 other states in the United States to adopt some form of legalized pot through ballot reform measures. Kristen Tate is a columnist with The Hill. She joined Fox News and said passing marijuana initiatives seems to be a growing trend across the United States.
These kind of initiatives are very much in line with public opinion nationally on this issue. 60% of Americans support the legalization of marijuana. It's a figure that only increases every year.
Jury selection resumed today in the trial of Mexican drug lord El Chapo. A federal judge in New York dismissed 17 potential jurors, some of whom said they feared for their lives if selected. Amazon is refusing to comment on reports that it plans to split its second headquarters between a Washington, D.C. location and the Long Island City section of New York City. Reportedly, Dallas is also still a possibility. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump has hinted he'd like to work on a tax cut 2.0 plan that would be aimed again at the middle class of America. Stephen Moore is co-author of a new book titled Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Get Our Economy Back on Track. I asked him why, when polled, many Americans are not fans of the tax cut plan, although it did benefit them greatly.
I think the answer to your question is Republicans are just terrible salesmen. You know, other than Donald Trump, who's selling the tax cut message and connecting the dots between the tax cut and the strong economy? Not many. And so, you know, all they hear, all the public hears is tax cut for the rich, tax cut for the rich. And, you know, Democrats have won out on the messaging. But when in terms of the actual reality of what's happened, you know, Americans feel very good about the direction of the economy, as well they should. This is the strongest economy we've had since the mid-80s when Ronald Reagan was president. And, you know, I saw the president a few days ago, and I said, you know, this is working better than we even when, you know, our laugher and I and you drew this up. And he just laughed. He said, Steve, you ain't seen nothing yet. So the best is yet to come. I keep reading these headlines in the papers. Oh, the economy's booming, but it's not going to last. I think the economy can stay strong like this for another couple of years.
And finally, back on this date in 1995, Cleveland Browns owner Art Modell announced that his team would be moving to Baltimore, citing conflicts with the city and a crumbling stadium. Cleveland was awarded an expansion franchise, though, in 1999. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.